lot has changed in racing since 1904, but one thing has remained the same. When it comes to Oaklawn Park, for the last 114 years, the person in charge has been named Sella. Following the death of Oaklawn owner Charles J. Sella in December, his son Lewis was named the new president of Oaklawn. He will be the one guiding the historic track in Hot Springs, Arkansas into the future, and he is our guest on this week's TDN podcast, brought to you by TaylorMade.
Why do TaylorMade horses sell for nearly double the market average? A history of success, honesty, and hard work. For over 40 years, buyers and sellers alike have trusted TaylorMade as the industry's top source for high-quality thoroughbreds and friendly service. While sellers get top dollar for their horses, buyers are rewarded for top results on the track. From sale toppers to Grade 1 winners to Breeders' Cup champions, think TaylorMade, the worldwide leader in thoroughbred sales and marketing.
Welcome back. This is Bill Finley, the host of the TDN podcast, and we're pleased to welcome Oaklawn's new president, Lewis Sella. We've come full circle as one of the first Sellas to run Oaklawn when it opened was your great-great-uncle, another Lewis Sella. But the face of Oaklawn Park since 1968 has been Lewis Sella's father, Charles, a larger-than-life figure. So, Lewis, first of all, welcome, and obviously you have big shoes to fill. How do you feel about that?
Well, Bill, thank you. Yes, big shoes to fill, but we're excited to start our season next week. If the weather cooperates, we're looking forward to a great season. Everything's in place. We have a great season management, and hopefully things will go swell in our opening.
Okay. Now, will anything change now that you are president? Is there anything different about your style versus your father's?
No, I'm a little less showman, which at the time with Dad, we really needed that back in the 70s and 80s. We needed to have a showman as our leader. Not so today, but as a traditionalist, as a conservative, as someone who's been in the business now for 20 plus years, I've had a great teacher in my father and our management team. So no, by and large, our management will not change or be altered in any way.
Mm-hmm. Now, I want to follow up on that. Why do you say you don't need a showman? And is it because Oaklawn is so successful that pretty much runs itself at this point?
Not at all. Back in the 70s and 80s, and for that matter, to a part in the 90s, we needed to take on risk and we needed to have a showman because we were a small little track in Hot Springs. Today, we've established ourselves. Our purse structure is second to none. We're, besides our core horsemen that are there year in and year out, we now have horsemen that are coming from East Coast and West Coast to come into our big key races. So no, it doesn't run itself, but we're now established, and we're established because of the efforts my father had.
Okay. And now, Lewis, you were already involved in the management team. It's not like you're coming into this out of the blue. I don't know if you were previously last year at the meet officially listed as a vice president, but I know at some point in your tenure at Oaklawn, you were down as the vice president on the masthead. So just tell us, what was your role in Oaklawn Park management prior to your father's passing?
Well, it really started in 1990. I went to the University of Arkansas Law School, and when I graduated in 90, I went straight into the business and have been involved with Oaklawn since 1990. I've been on the board of directors since that time. I've been an officer since that time. I've been involved with all the day-to-day operations and decision-making since 1990. So I've been around for a while. It's just Dad's been our face. Dad's been our leader. Dad is no longer here, so it's an honor and a privilege to step into those shoes, or try to anyway.
Okay. Now, people outside of racing may not know this, but the Sella family also operates a St. Louis-based company named Southern Real Estate and Financial Company. So the way it worked out is, upon your father's passing, your brother John was named the new president of that company. Well, you, of course, were named the new president of Oaklawn Park. So take us through the decision for John to take that role and for you yourself to take the Oaklawn role.
Well, we really had two parent companies. Southern Real Estate is the oldest company. We were started in 1904, the same time Oaklawn was built. And that has real estate holdings. And Southwestern really took over with the track when Dad took over in 1968. and has the holdings under that umbrella. But a lot of people don't realize that I have very strong family ties in Arkansas. Mm-hmm. So it's really evolved into me kind of going in the southwestern side and John on the southern side. As an example, my wife is from Arkansas. We have family in Arkansas. We own land and pay taxes in Arkansas. Mm-hmm. So we have quite a presence there and have for a number of years.
Okay. Now, your official residence is still listed as a town in Missouri near St. Louis. Will you be relocating to Hot Springs? And I guess the follow-up question to that is, how hands-on are you going to be at this meet?
Well, to answer your first question, I'll be basically commuting and living down there for the first quarter, most of the second quarter. Having said that, we have always done that, and personally, I have done that over the last number of years. So my residency will remain in Missouri, but I have a very strong presence, not just in the first quarter, but mm-hmm. We come down in the summer with my kids and family. We go duck hunting and hang out in Arkansas quite a bit. In fact, I was there over Christmas in England, Arkansas, where my wife is from. So we have quite a presence and stay down there often.
Very good. Well, we're going to play a message from our sponsor, TaylorMade, and we come back more with new Oaklawn Park President Louis Sella.
TaylorMade, where customer success is our primary focus.
Ladies and gentlemen, we present Harvard of Grace.
7-10, you want to get 10 million, Hunter, right here, we're going to get out of the mats away now, 10, 10, 10, here, we're going to get out of the mats, we're going to get 10. Bruce, right here, $10 million even.
TaylorMade, where customer success is our primary focus. But don't take our word for it. Here's what some of our most satisfied customers have to say.
This is Brian Kahn, Los Angeles, California. I've been associated with, worked for, and been a client of TaylorMade and the TaylorMade family for close to 30 years now. Had great success with them. They've always been transparent and honest, and I always felt I was getting the right end of the deal with them. Highly recommend their services, from boarding, public sales, private sales. I've used all. All have been a success and a pleasure to deal with.
Here's longtime TaylorMade client Rick Porter of Fox Hill Farms, owner of numerous champions and Grade 1 winners, such as 2011 Horse of the Year, Havre de Grace.
I've been doing business with TaylorMade for over 20 years. Everyone knows they are the best sellers at auction, but they have also done great work for me in the private market. They have an unbelievable network that can help you buy or sell privately in a very professional and transparent way. I wish I had these guys working for me when I was in the car business.
Discover what TaylorMade can do for you. Visit TaylorMadeFarm.com.
Louis, Oaklawn is the only major racetrack in the country that does not have a turf course. Do you ever see that changing?
We talk about that quite a bit, but unfortunately, when the time of season that we run, we might have some green grass for the last 2 weeks of the season. So no, we really at this time don't anticipate or contemplate putting in, installing a turf course.
Okay. Now, as you well know, turf racing is absolutely exploding in the United States. You see some tracks might card 7 turf races on a Saturday. In any way, shape, and form, do you feel it's a disadvantage to run a major racetrack without a turf course?
Well, it could be. Unfortunately, it's 28 degrees in Hot Springs this morning.
Okay. So
that throws a monkey wrench into our thinking of a turf race. We have a niche product. We're very fortunate with our season. It's short, but we have super purses, super racing. It's been embraced by not just our local horsemen, but horsemen from across the U.S. So we're very confident and comfortable with the season that we currently maintain.
Okay. Well, you sort of touched on this, and let's call this the Oaklawn phenomenon. In a day and age when most tracks struggle mightily to get people to come to the races, you'll get 65,000, perhaps even more, for this year's Arkansas Derby, 35,000 people for the Rebel Stakes. Basically, how do you guys do it?
Well, we have great quality racing. Hot Springs is a great town to visit. It's not too easy to get to, but it's darn hard to leave. And so our racing is it's really all about the quality. And we've worked with our horsemen. We've worked with our regulators. We have a great program. We're giving over $500,000 in purses a day, and that gets everyone's attention. And so when you have those the best of the best coming to race at Oaklawn, our fan base comes out in droves, and that's what drives our business. Our fans know what quality is, and our fans are going to come out and see the best quality that is running at that time of year.
Lewis, the population of Hot Springs, Arkansas, is approximately 35,000. You might get 70,000 people for the Arkansas Derby. That's double the population of the town you live in. So how much do you draw from outside the immediate area, and how much are just that the locals love coming to Oaklawn Park?
Well, the locals do, and when we say locals, the Arkansans, the state of Arkansas, a good 75% of our patron base is within the border of Arkansas. So we're very blessed in having Arkansans embrace racing and love racing and follow racing throughout the year. So the other 25% or so, they come from surrounding states because they also love seeing a great product. But by and large, there are Arkansans that love to see a great, great product, and we're very proud of that.
Mm-hmm. Now, Oaklawn is fortunate in the sense that so far as nearby competition, particularly when it comes to casinos, is not something that is a major problem. At least you don't have the glut of casinos like we have here in the Northeast, where they're just up and down virtually every street in Main Street and every town around. Do you have to worry about that, however? Do you ever sit down and worry, hey, you know, someday maybe they'll open a casino in Little Rock, and yeah, we'll be in trouble?
Well, it keeps us up at night. It kept my father up at night. It kept his father up at night until 1967, 68, when Governor Rockefeller closed the open casino in Hot Springs. To question the premise that we're not surrounded or by casinos, we don't have them next door as you do or as you see in the East Coast. But you could go in 2.5 hours in any direction from our front door and hit a casino. We're surrounded by over 30 casinos within a 2.5 hour drive from our front door. That is frightening. Just this morning, literally an hour and a half ago, the Quapaw tribe in Pine Bluff, Arkansas, announced a referendum to place a casino in Pine Bluff, Arkansas. I haven't seen the facts, but I saw the press release this morning. That happened this morning.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, it scares us to death. We can only worry about Oaklawn. We have a great product. We have a great fan base. But yes, that keeps us up at night.
I imagine it does. And usually these things come down to political decisions. What is the political climate in Arkansas vis-a-vis how people feel about casino expansion? And also, I'm sure your father, knowing his personality, made a lot of friends in the state capitol. So what is Oaklawn's relationship with the lawmakers in the state of Arkansas?
Well, we pay a lot of taxes. That's for sure. We're a small track in the state and nationally, but we have a very strong national presence. It's not so much a political relevancy as much as it is putting on a good product. We're very good corporate citizens, and we're proud of that, and we think that's so important. We give back to the community. We created the Oaklawn Foundation that gives scholarships to kids in Garland County. We created part of that program gives money to the University of Arkansas Medical Sciences, the Center on Aging. So we give back, and all we can do is be good corporate citizens, and hopefully the citizenry will reflect on that. But that's all we can do.
Mm-hmm. Now, your counterpart at the New York Racing Association, Chris Kay, he always gets asked the same question. Well, if Saratoga is so successful, why don't you run there more often? So I'll turn the tables and ask you the same question. If Oaklawn Park is so successful, What about a longer meet, even if it's adding a week, 2 weeks on? Is that anything that you and your management team ever contemplate?
Well, I know Mr. K, and I have not heard his response, but I suspect his response would be similar to mine, which is we are successful because we do not have an extra 2 weeks. and that really is our focus. We focus on a short meet, but with really good purses, with really high quality racing that's going to bring the fan base out. I've been to Saratoga. I was there this past summer. We run similar meets in that it's very high quality. It's fun to go. You see, you know, fun people. It's a fun experience. It's fun to go to the track.
Right.
If you start expanding that season, I know at Oaklawn's position, we might dilute that excitement, and we don't want to do that.
Gotcha. We'll turn to the racing product at Oaklawn Park, which is one of the nation's best, when we return with Lewis Sella. But first, this message from our friends at TaylorMade.
And here it is. The 37-year wait is over.
Over the past four decades, TaylorMade has risen from a small boarding operation to the worldwide leader in thoroughbred sales and marketing. Here's Hall of Fame trainer Jerry Hollendorfer.
TaylorMade sales follow many horses that are training at the racetrack, and they are particularly adept at evaluating mares and placing them with a proper stallion after their racing careers are over. They are very straightforward and are also experts on confirmation of younger weanlings and yearlings.
My name is Tia Andrini, and I am from San Mateo, California. I've been doing business with TaylorMade for about a year now, and it's been one great experience after another. It started with my first TaylorMade venture when I bought an interest in the filly Catherine Sophia, which ultimately landed me 3 weeks later in the middle of the winner's circle of the 2016 Kentucky Oaks with her. The TaylorMade team is a group of truly outstanding individuals. They are knowledgeable, professional, and completely customer service driven. To me, the TaylorMade name epitomizes the term trusted advisor. That is exactly what they are, and I am very proud to be associated and doing business with them.
Discover what TaylorMade can do for you. Visit TaylorMadeFarm.com.
There's an eighth of a mile to go, and American Pharoah is putting on a show. He has not been asked the question, but everyone knows the answer. He is indeed the ruler, American Pharoah, breathtaking in a mesmerizing performance as he dominates the Arkansas Derby.
Lewis, you just heard the 2015 Arkansas Derby, American Pharoah's last stop before winning the Kentucky Derby and the Triple Crown. And how proud was the Oaklawn team when this horse came through Arkansas and then made history 37 years in the making, a Triple Crown winner?
Well, very proud, very exciting. Arkansas has adopted American Pharoah, just as Arkansas adopted Smarty Jones in 2005 for our 100th. American Pharoah is a very special horse. Bob Baffert was kind enough to campaign him through Arkansas on the way to the Triple Crown. In fact, next week, we are celebrating a curtain raising of a statue that we created of American Pharoah. It took us a couple of years to create. We had an artist out on the East Coast, James Peniston. He went out and measured every muscle and tendon of American Pharoah, and thanks to Bob Baffert letting the artist go out there and do that. And it's a life-size statue, and we're showing it off to the public for the first time next week. It's in our main entrance. So if that's any indication of how proud we are, that ought to be it.
Three quarters, 111 and three. Here they come into the stretch of the Arkansas Derby, and it is Smarty Jones who takes command and draws clear by three lengths. Purge is still second. Perigo now moves to the middle in third. Smarty Jones leads it by 3.5 and is pulling away. They're driving toward the wire. It is Smarty Jones by three. Perigo trying to make one late move. Pro Prado at the rail. Smarty Jones leading by two. It is Smarty Jones. One step more to Kentucky and one giant step to $5 million. Smarty Jones has won the Arkansas Derby.
The other quote-unquote huge moment for the Arkansas Derby came in 2004 when Smarty Jones won not only the Arkansas Derby, but two prior preps at Oaklawn Park and then the Kentucky Derby, collecting a $5 million bonus. First of all, please tell me you guys had an insurance policy out on that.
Well, we did, but it was slow in coming, but it was very exciting, that's for sure.
Okay, so you don't have to go into all the financial aspects of that. All we know, we just know that $5 million is a lot of money. But once again, this was an iconic horse who put Arkansas racing on the map because it already was on the map, but certainly did something very special for Oaklawn Park. And what are your memories of that whole experience and the 100th anniversary, Smarty Jones, the $5 million bonus?
Well, it was in my lifetime, it was really one of the most exciting events that occurred because I was there on the ground floor. We did have good racing then, but it really was the springboard to where we are some 10, 15 years later because of the excitement, and it really put us on the map of the type of racing and the quality of racing that we offered. So it was our 100th anniversary. We wanted to come up with something fun. It started with a corned beef and soda giveaway. It was only a dime corned beef sandwich on opening day, brought the prices back down to 1904. And gave away for a penny some soft drinks. And then Dad said, we need to do more about that, so let's raise the purse 100 times for our 100th anniversary. Mm-hmm. And $5 million to my dad's ear sounded like a pretty good round number. For the rest of us, we fell on the floor, said, you got to be nuts. But nonetheless, that's what we did.
Okay.
And the rest is history, and it really took us to the next level.
Mm-hmm. Now, Lewis, some of the Derby preps in recent years have struggled a little bit to maintain their quality. As a matter of fact, the Bluegrass and Wood Memorial have been downgraded to grade twos. But I think it's fair to say that the Arkansas Derby has never been stronger and never been more popular with horsemen. Why do you think that is?
Well, again, we're very fortunate. We're very blessed that the horsemen believe that if you campaign in Arkansas going leading up to the Kentucky Derby, it's going to help you. It will benefit them. A couple of examples, our track surface, frankly, is identical to Churchill's by design. We have a very slow and methodical prep races that go up to our Derby, culminating with the Kentucky Derby. And another important factor that people lose sight of, but horsemen don't lose sight of, is that we have great, great fans in attendance. Well, you have a young thoroughbred that's campaigning. If we go to a track where you only have a couple of thousand people, that doesn't make a lot of noise. But when you have 70,000 people screaming the top of their lungs as the horses come down to the stretch, it's part of that training that leads them up to the Kentucky Derby, where they have a little bit more comfort handling the crowd. So when you add all that together, it's a nice formula. We hope it continues. There's nothing we can do except for offer a clean, safe environment for our thoroughbred athletes to have high purses and hope the horsemen will respond. And so far to date, they've been doing that, and we hope that they continue to do that.
Mm-hmm. Lewis, on the one hand, you could certainly say, if it's not broke, don't fix it. However, the Arkansas Derby is the last holdout so far as a Derby prep race that's run 3 weeks before the Kentucky Derby. And with so many trainers in this day and age adamant that they want to space their horses' races out, do you ever consider maybe going with the tide and moving the race back to 4 or 5 weeks before the Kentucky Derby?
Well, as my father liked to say, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. So you said it exactly right. We're very fortunate with our success of our horses coming through with 3 weeks before the Derby. It used to be 2 weeks. We were slow to go to 3 weeks. Until something changes, we have no intention of pushing it back to 4 weeks or 5 weeks. Our calendar doesn't really let that, and that's part of our success, is having our season end with our big Arkansas Derby. We hope it continues. So we're mindful of it. But right now, our formula is working, and our horses that come out of our Arkansas Derby go on to do quite well, not only in the Triple Crown, but racing throughout the summer in Breeders' Cup. Mm-hmm. So we're very happy with it.
Mm-hmm. Lewis, we've talked about two of the greatest races run in Oakland Park history, but now let's talk about the one that didn't happen. And I've often wondered about the Zenyatta Rachel Alexandra race that your father tried so hard to put together. The whole sport wanted these two horses to meet up. The stars just didn't align. But everybody, of course, gave Oakland so much credit for trying. How disappointed was your father that this did not come to be?
Well, he understood horse racing. It's hard. It's hard to keep horses healthy. It's hard to keep them in shape and do that. Now, having said that, yes, it was too bad. It was going to be just a wonderful, wonderful race. In fact, we simulcast Rachel Alexandra's race. I believe it was down in Louisiana, maybe Fairgrounds. Mm-hmm. And when she lost, we there was just a complete silence in the grandstands because everyone knew at that moment the race was off.
Right.
And everyone in the stands, we just saw it and we said, gosh darn it, that could have been one for the ages, but it just didn't happen.
Mm-hmm. Now, Lewis, your father, best known, of course, for running Oaklawn Park, but he is also a very successful owner, most notably the owner of Northern Spur, the 1995 champion turf male and the Breeders' Cup turf winner that year. How about yourself? Have you owned any horses?
I have. We were in a great stable called Alonzo Stables. Mm-hmm. That are partners with Steve Dunker and the Lavin brothers. My brother and I, we campaigned a number of horses. And of late, we have not owned horses individually, but we followed and campaigned horses with Dad, and we'll continue to do that.
So let's go through the stable then. Will you keep it at the level that your father had, which was a small stable, but usually did have some pretty good horses? So will the Sello racing operation pretty much stay the same with you and your brother now looking after things?
We do. We anticipate that going forward and maybe even elevating the game a little bit. We used to give Dad a lot of guff saying that his horses were slow. but then, of course, Lynn Whiting, his longtime trainer locally, he'd throw a zinger and the horse would win. But nonetheless, he really, really enjoyed it. We've always enjoyed it, and we'll continue to do that.
Very good. Well, Lewis, I know you're looking forward to a great meet in Arkansas, Hot Springs, Oaklawn Park this year. I'm sure that Arkansas Derby is going to be another great event. Thanks so much for your time. We thank TaylorMade for sponsoring the TDN podcast. And once again, Lewis Sella, congratulations on taking over at Oaklawn Park, and we wish you all the luck in the world.
Thank you so much. I hope to see you at Oaklawn.
Okay, thank you.